The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, we are talking about invisible toxins that might be causing disease. Now, this is stemmed from my health in the news that we'll talk about. Talk specifically about research that came out very recently about what they found in 90% of prostate cancer tumors. Now, so it's important because this is what will spur kind of the rest of what we're talking about. But I also get to touch base today with a patient, Erica, who has been in the office now for several years and just is always a light to talk to, and just sharing kind of some of what changes she's seen through care at Greenwood Family Chiropractic and just how it's affected her and her family for the immense positive. But before we dive down into all of that, let's talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's Health in the News, scientists make startling discovery when examining prostate cancer tissue. So, they go on. What did they find? Researchers found this in 90% of tumors and 70% of benign samples. What they found were plastic particles. So researchers identified plastic particles in 90% of tumor samples and 70% of benign samples. Small fragments of plastic were found in tumors of most prostate cancer patients, according to a new study. In past studies, microplastics have been found in almost every human organ and in bodily fluids, but their impact on human health still isn't fully understood. The researchers analyzed tissue samples from 10 patients with prostate cancer who underwent surgery to remove the entire organ. Using visuals of both benign samples and tumor samples, as well as specialized equipment, the scientists identified plastic particles in 90% of the tumor samples and 70% of the benign tissue samples, according to the study's press release. The cancerous tissue contained, on average, more than double the amount of plastic as healthy prostate tissue samples, the study found. This equates to about 40 micrograms of plastic per gram of tissue compared to 16 micrograms. Researchers avoided contaminating the samples with other plastics by substituting standard tools with those made of aluminum, cotton, and other non-plastic materials, the release noted. The scientists say that this is the first direct evidence linking microplastics to prostate cancer. So it's kind of one of those, like, we've known for a long time microplastics are so terrible for the body, right? But they said, by uncovering yet another potential health concern posed by plastics, our findings highlight the need for stricter regulatory measures to limit the public's exposure to these substances, which is everywhere in the environment. Again, this is a senior study author, an assistant professor in the Department of Pediatrics at NYU Grossman School of Medicine. So the study findings were presented during the American Society of Clinical Oncology's Cancer Symposium in San Francisco. What is most striking is not that microplastics were detected, but they were found embedded within the tumor itself. We already know that microplastics are present in water, air, blood, and even placental tissues. Oh, gosh, that's sad. Their detection in prostate tumors suggests systemic distribution and long-term bioaccumulation. They also, obviously, this is always the like, okay, well, there needs to be more studies. Additionally, noted the presence of microplastics alone does not prove that they cause cancer. Tumors can act as a biological sink, meaning they may accumulate circulating particles simply because of altered vascularity and permeability. A key unanswered question, according to the doctor, is whether microplastics are biologically active in a way that, quote, promote DNA damage, immune modulation, or chronic inflammation within the prostate. I understand they're trying to cover, but yes. They said about 1 in 8 men in the U.S. will be diagnosed with prostate cancer at some point in their lifetime. That's far higher than I had anticipated. I'm so bad at general math. Let's see. 1 in 8. Someone's done this in their head already. Oh, wow. So about 12.5%. I guess I didn't realize it was that high. They said, for those concerned about microplastics, they offered some insight. I believe it's appropriate response to be curious, not panic, and a commitment to understand more. While complete avoidance is unrealistic, people can take practical steps to reduce exposure, such as minimizing heating food in plastic containers, reducing water bottle consumption, stainless steel or glass alternative. So I'll talk a little bit more about how we, because that is something that has been very important to me and my family, is minimizing plastic and plastic usage. I have 3 small children. 2 of them are boys. I have a husband who I love dearly and want him to live longer than me. And I'm doing a lot of things that I feel like is right, though God only knows my time. So I need to keep him healthy so that he can outlive me and grow old with me and do wonderful things. But so we'll talk a little bit more about where we find microplastics, and then more inevitably how to avoid and detox from them next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne. I'm about to have a good day. No matter what they say. Sun is shining down on me. Birds are singing praise. I'm about to have a good day. In every single way.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today we are talking about hidden toxins that could be causing disease. We talked a bit earlier about microplastics and prostate cancer and how they look specifically at prostate tumors in men who had their prostates removed because of cancer. And when they biopsied that, they found twice as much. They found it in benign tissue, benign being that it was not the cancerous tumor within the prostate. But I think it's just another step in the direction that we realize, like, guess what? They've said forever, don't, like, microplastics in the blood are bad. Microplastics in the blood are bad. And we're like, okay, well, we kind of know that, but why? And they're like, well, we don't really know. And then they're like, oh, we're finding cancerous tumors, you know, and they can always say, oh, well, you know, tumors like to collect all the crud. And you're like, yeah, yeah, plastics are really bad for your health, you know? So I want to kind of look at not only microplastics, but other things like plastics, obviously, is one of them. Endocrine disruptors like BPA and phthalates. I really want to talk about where they hide, why they're dangerous, and some simple swaps that you can do. So if you have these things in your home that you're using that, hey, we know can, you know, have an effect on your immune system or thyroid or different organ systems or cancerous, like what can you do proactively after today to be able to start reducing that toxin load? Now, before we dive into that, though, what I really want to do is I have a wonderful patient. Her name is Erica. I'm going to introduce her in a second. And I'm grateful for the ability and opportunity to not only care for her, but to care for her family. But I asked her, I said, do you mind just sharing some of your benefits that you've seen for chiropractic? And a lot of them are just like disease processes or just quality of life decisions that this has helped her with. So I want to welcome Erica to the line. Hi, Erica.
Hello.
I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to be able to join us here. So tell me, let's just start off. Like, how did you originally hear about our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
Well, I found chiropractic when I lived in Arizona. And when I was moving here, I knew it was one of the first things I needed because it is super important for my body. So I asked him, how do I find a good chiropractor and not somebody who's just like crack and go? That's not what I'm looking for. I want someone who knows what's happening in my body. And so he said, well, go to this website, and it's got, you know, people who really do their research first and know your body before they touch you. So I looked it up, and there were two on that list in the Greenwood area that I was looking for, and you were not necessarily my first choice at first because you were closer, but I saw that you were a woman, and that sounds awful, but I was like, is a girl going to be able to really get in there? Because my chiropractor in Arizona was this buff dude, and I thought, is she going to be able to, like, get the good stuff? And you did. I decided to give you a try because you were closer than the other one, simply because you were closer. I was like, maybe once, you know? And then you totally did a fantastic job. I was like, heck yeah, this girl can do it. And so I kept on coming. Now, of course, I stayed because of many other things, but that was the initial thing, was you were on this website and you actually got the job done.
I always wonder when people look at, you know, because if people are just listening, like, I'm 5'2.5", I round up to 5'3". I'm not a very large frame necessarily. And so everyone kind of questions that. And those are my favorite because I'm like, deal. And you didn't even do that. You were just like kind and wonderful. And yeah. So I know that I'm part of your chiropractic journey. I'm not necessarily the start, which I think is wonderful because I love that, you know, I get to be part of the chiropractic story. So in general, so since starting under the office, kind of generally, what brought you in initially? What are some things that might have changed over the last several years?
Yeah, so initially it was because I have POTS, or postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, and I had tried many things, many doctors, medications, heart medications, all kinds of things to try to figure out what was going to help me not feel so dizzy and faint and stuff like that. And chiropractic was the first thing that ever helped me, and honestly the only thing that has ever really helped me. So that was why I first came, and that has continued to be good. But then in addition to just the basic chiropractic care, your office went the extra mile and also was talking about health in general, you know, toxicity and food choices and all kinds of things that support a healthy lifestyle that's well-rounded and not just my frame, but mind, body, soul, all kinds of stuff there. And so that was something that kept me there, as well as just, yay, I'm not as dizzy as when I don't get chiropractic care. And then it was a whole family thing. I mean, situations came up in life. There was a car accident. We were able to come in and get extra care because of that. My son was born, and he has a genetic tumor disorder called neurofibromatosis, or NF, and it's really good for him to get chiropractic care, and you have been super generous in helping with him and with us, and we've actually seen tumor shrinkage that is uncommon in NF without being on medication. And he is on zero medications, but he's had a little bit of tumor shrinkage that has felt honestly miraculous. And so there's just so many things, so many reasons why there's no place else we would rather be than there.
Yeah. Every time you tell that story, I get like teary-eyed.
Hey, me too.
It's just one of those ones. Well, and I think the big difference too is that standard chiropractic is headaches, neck pain, and back pain, right? And we help those things at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. I think when you look at the larger picture of health is your body's ability to heal, and when you see things like, you know, support that's needed, nutrition, detoxification, general, just knowledge about the body and how that functions and heals, I think to be able to see something like the body, you know, and it's not like the body can completely heal from something like NF, but, you know, if it has the ability to have some shrinkage or you have the ability, like we're not going to adjust you and get rid of POTS, but you, life becomes manageable and you see more of this silver lining and all of these things. And you're like, that's truly, I think, summed up like what we want to do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is just, you know, do what we can to get down to the root cause of the problem. And it's not going to solve every problem, but if we have the ability to help the body function and heal better, albeit for a day, a week, a month, for, you know, preferably the rest of someone's life, I mean, it's just such a great and wonderful, in my opinion, opportunity. And it's always so such a blessing to have families like yours who allow us to be part of that healing journey, you know?
Well, it's certainly a blessing to us, obviously. I mean, we keep on coming back, but but it's so good for us and we're so grateful.
So if there was one, like a person who was listening, who was trepidatious about chiropractic care, about Greenwood Family Chiropractic, what would be a word of or piece of advice?
Oh man, just do it. The friend who first got me into chiropractic, she was trying to convince me that it was a good thing to do, and I pushed back because I was tired. I was weary of going to doctor after doctor and trying to find something that helped. I was weary to the bone of trying to figure out what was wrong with my body and how to support it and how to help it, and I resisted going for quite a while. I did not go when she told me to, because I thought, well, it's just another thing and chiropractors are probably quacky. But I finally, she wore me down, and I am so grateful that she did, because like I said before, it's the only thing that has ever helped me. And so what harm does it do to try a few times, to give it a month and see how it can change your life? But it, for us, it's worth every dime. It's worth every minute. It's worth every mile to do that, far and above anything else we've done for our health.
Yay. That always just, it warms my heart very, very much. And I, like I said, I appreciate more than anything just being able to be alongside of you through it all. So I appreciate it. Thank you for your time. I know it's, you know, being a mom of many and just running around. I'm glad. Thank you for allowing us to just touch base for a little bit, and I will see you later.
No, thank you.
Now, if you want to know more about how to come get checked out at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, give us a call. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. That's GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Now, back to microplastics. Now, here's what we have to address. We're just kind of set in the ways of what we do. So I would say, could you overhaul your entire life to be able to take out toxins? Yes. Do I think you should do it right now immediately to every single one you have? Yes. Do I also acknowledge that it might be unrealistic for that to happen? Yes. Now, plastics are the things more recently, because the more research that comes out just about what, like why microplastics are so concerning is because they're being embedded in all of the tissue. Obviously, I shared about prostate cancer, but like oxidative stress, chronic inflammation, oxidative stress over the course of time can potentially cause cellular DNA damage. That DNA damage over the course of time leads to cancer, if not mitigated properly. And then the other one, too, is endocrine disruption. So very much from a hormone based, because a lot of these can mimic hormones in your body. So we're not perfect, but I will say we've been pretty good. Since the kids were little, well, people with children will understand this. Before my first, I registered for like a good handful of glass baby bottles. And I was like, my baby will drink out of glass bottles. And then I had my first kid with lots and lots of glass bottles, and that kid did not drink out of the glass bottles. And so what we did is that if I had to like warm up milk, I would put it in the glass bottles, and then once they were warm, then I would transfer it. Because usually like we would just put them in like warm, like hot water to warm it up. Well, I don't want to put hot water next to plastic and then feed that to my baby, because hot water on the outside of the glass would warm up the milk on the inside. So we just kind of transferred over. It was a good, better, best. And then I had my second kid. I'm like, this second kid is going to drink out of my dozens of glass baby bottles. And then that second kid also did not drink out of those bottles. So we did the same thing. And then I thought maybe third kid would do it. Nope. Also still no. So just a reminder, if you have kids, you are not necessarily in control from the day that they come out. But that's what we did. I was like, everyone who ever like watched the kids or fed a bottle knows that you warmed up the milk in the glass bottle when it was, you know, body temperature-ish. Then you would move it over and feed the baby. And that was really important to me because I did not want them exposed that little to hot plastic. Now you could argue in a good, better, best scenario. They all like two, I think, of the kids drink out of silicone bottles. I thought that was slightly better, you know, who knows, but that's just one of those ones. Now, when they got sippy cups are by far standard plastic. And again, I'm like, I'm not doing plastic water bottles. You know that those kids leave them out in the sun outside, or they leave them in the car, or, you know, again, you have all of this. I could have put really clean reverse osmosis, reinstilled mineral water. And then it like sits in hot plastic. So I'm like, not doing that. So we did stainless steel. And even now to this day, I have different size stainless steel. I just don't have the like silicone lids that go on them. But my kids drink out of stainless steel. I don't want to do glass because I don't want to clean up glass and have my children get hurt. But water bottles in general, and this is one too where I think I saw a research study. This was years back. So I would have to find another reference point for it. But like the standard American, with the amount of plastic water bottles that they drink out of on an annual basis, so per year, would drink around the equivalent to a full credit card worth of plastic every single year. And you think about that, the year after year after year. So again, water bottles, let's just talk sheer water bottles. Number one, we have stainless steel for adults and kids. So stainless steel for the kids, stainless steel for adults, but even the cups that we have at our home, they are lidless. Those are ones that, again, stainless steel. So that's something that was really important to me. Another one too, that we do not store nor cook out of, we have glass containers. So one really dangerous thing in terms of like plastic and food is microwaving plastic containers. So think about even with, I always think about those like Lean Cuisine Hungry Man kind of meals. You're like, oh my gosh, it's not super nutrient dense. It is full of a bunch of additives and fillers. And then you put it in plastic in the microwave and you're like, oh no. So those are ones. We don't actually own a microwave at our house. We just have a little convection oven and we put the glass in. Yes, it does take a little bit longer, but I am willing to wait that time. And then you just have to be plastic. So then we transfer the things from the glass bowl out to individual servings. But it's one where glass is inevitably what we use. Now, you can always argue that there's like a plastic container on the top. We don't really put food, like our food doesn't really touch the top very often. That's what happens when you got a bunch of bottomless pit as children. But they don't really touch the top. And we also don't cook with it on there. So it's room temperature food when it goes on there. It stays in the fridge. It doesn't really touch. I'm sure there's maybe like glass lids that you could put on there, but then there's like plastic clips. So it's kind of, again, you're always going to be exposed to it. I think what's most important is being mindful of what to do. So plastic food containers. We do not have plastic food containers. Well, okay, that's a little bit of a lie. We do have some plastic food containers, and those are specifically for wrestling. So one of the things that I can't justify is bringing glass containers. My boys wrestle. And so if we're like, if I'm cutting up, like, gosh, recently I cut up plums. Those little hoodlums ate 9 plums. 9. And that is why I'm food poor. But like I cut up pears. I cut up celeries and carrots. Like I cut up a bunch of things for them to munch on throughout the tournaments. If they drop that, there are kids running around, kneeling. Half of them have no shoes on, right? They're rolling around. So if a shard of glass were to get on a child, I just can't justify that, right? So we do bring... We've got a couple of plastic containers, and they're only used for that. No hot food goes in. I put it in morning of. We eat it. And then, like, those are things that I hand wash. So if I'm reusing them, which I do, they don't see heat. Like, so they're never going in the dishwasher. They're never going. I think they would melt in the convection oven, honestly. It's like putting it in your regular oven. But those are ones, like, glass is just what we cook and we bake and generally. The other thing within the last couple years that I hadn't really thought much of and then have changed 100% now at this point are our cutting boards and our mixing bowls. Like I was thinking one day, I'm like mixing real hard, like I'm whipping up some eggs or something, scrambled eggs in this plastic bowl with a fork. And I'm thinking, you know, every time this hits real hard at the bottom, I bet you it's ripping up little pieces of plastic. And it was just one of those things that I was like, oh no. And so I like finished making the eggs and I threw away all of my plastic bowls and I went to stainless steel bowls. And the other ones were plastic cutting boards. They were so nice because they were flimsy. They would fold in half. So I could like dice up a bunch of stuff, fold it in half, and then like pour it into the bowl. Where now I have to like hold it over the bowl and meticulously try to get it all in the bowl like a normal person. And yes, this is very much a first world problem, but I'm like, but it's better than consuming microplastics, because then at that point I have very sharp knives that are constantly cutting on that board. And I'm like, oh goodness gracious. And again, I look at the board and it's all scratched up and I'm like, oh, those plastic particles are also going into my children, you know? And so it was one that, you know, we have, stainless steel or like a what food grade cutting board, so they don't fold in half anymore. And that, you know what, it's okay, and I am surviving. I survived it. It's just I'm making it happen. But I think those little pieces of like, great, well, what do you do? Well, that's why we have, you know, our stainless steel water bottles for the kids are 16 ounces and for my husband and I are 40, because those are ones that if we're going somewhere for the day, 40 ounces, yes, we might need to grab something. And there's glass containers that you can get from like the gas station and whatnot. It is just more expensive. So we would prefer just to have our clean, healthy water and travel there. Again, when you're looking at why, this was interesting, a 2024 study actually linked microplastics in carotid arteries to increased cardiovascular event risk, which makes sense because not only is it embedding in cancerous tissues, you know, also it's one that, you know, it's into your arterial walls too. So just generally when we're looking, we're like, hey, we can do things a whole bunch better. So now it's not just microplastics. There's a couple other easy swaps that you can make about not only your cookware, but things that are disrupting your hormone on a daily basis. We'll talk more about that next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. For more information and to schedule an appointment, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com.
I feel my heartbeat, hear my soul say, I'm alive.
Glad to be back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, we are talking about hidden toxins that could be causing disease. We started with talking about microplastics, more specifically found in 90% of prostate cancer tissue through biopsy, where to find those at. Now, another one that I really want to talk about is phthalates, BPA. Now, why these are so dangerous. BPA, people kind of know as like plasticizers. It's what makes plastics flexible. Phthalates are also known to make plastic soft and flexible, but also help fragrance stick and last longer. So phthalates not like one specific chemical, it's actually a family of chemicals. Where phthalates are mostly found, you'll find that in perfumes, lotions, shampoos, hairsprays, nail polish. If it says fragrance, like quote fragrance, it often contains phthalates. BPA, right? You'll hear like BPA free, BPA free. Bisphenol A, again, this is a chemical that's used to actually to harden plastics in line metal cans. This is something that I want you to look at and pay attention to. I actually took a picture not too long ago because I had an option at the grocery store between, I think it was like beans. Like I think I was making chili or something. And there were beans and one was $1.29 and one was like 99 cents. And at first I went and I grabbed the 99 cents one, right? Like I don't need 30 extra cents more of expensive beans. And then I looked at the other one and you see it's a BPA-free lining. So you'll notice that instead of the metal cans, there's actual plastic lining inside of most cans now at this point. So canned food linings, food storage containers. This BPA is probably one of the most toxic things you could ever touch is thermal paper, receipt paper. Yes. Thermal receipt paper. So if someone hands you a receipt, how that happens is it's a transfer of heat that puts like, it's not ink that's on there, right? You couldn't like smudge it. And that is too why thermal receipt paper, like if you keep it in the sun or keep it in your car, it's all black because of that heat that's on there. Anyways, when it does that, it lets off tons of BPA, which is huge for hormone disruptors. Number one, I mean, a lot of that is that BPA binds to estrogen receptors. So research shows that it acts like a weak synthetic estrogen. So it alters estrogen signaling, even at low doses. So men, you know what that does? It disrupts testosterone. So when you're like, hi, I want to be a man's man, you're like, then don't touch the receipt that they hand you after you buy something. And I know it sounds crazy, but it is one of the most toxic things that you can touch. Because obviously when you increase estrogen, it affects testosterone, it decreases sperm count, it reduces sperm motility. So yeah, those are just ones. And it does also affect metabolism, insulin resistance. It increases abdominal fat, high risk for metabolic syndrome. And obviously, testosterone and all of those things have, for females, PCOS features, IVF failure rate, miscarriage rate, lower estrogen reserve. It affects thyroid. Like, it's just all of these things. Huge for hormone disrupting. Very, very large. And one of those things where you're like, again, what are these things found in? And so, again, BPA is most commonly found in plastic food lining, plastic water bottles, food storage containers, thermal paper sheet, phthalates, again, you'll find in lotions and perfumes, air fresheners. Respectfully, if I am somewhere and they have air fresheners in, I will unplug them and I will just gently set them on the floor underneath. I was working out at a gym and I was like punched in the face and I'm like breathing heavy because it's the gym. I don't need it to smell like warm summer sunshine in there. You know what I mean? Like, it's fine if it smells like a version of a foot. It's a gym, right? Like, I expect that to happen. But those are, we were at like a, I can't remember even where we were at. We were like a Mexican restaurant somewhere. This was like a couple of years ago. And I just, I could not, it was so potent. And I have a sensitive sense of smell anyways. And I think it's because I've cut out these fragranced products for so long that it's pungent and it is nauseating to me. And so I just like, I just took it out and I placed it on the table right next to it, right? Oof, gosh, air fresheners. Fast food, shampoos, vinyl shower curtains. We have very obnoxious cloth shower curtains. Yes, the inside ones. Do I have to take them off and wash them every couple weeks? I do, or else they get kind of funky. But that's okay because the off-gassing of those vinyl shower curtains, and then you put hot water, like hot shower water for, you know, how long do you take a shower? 15, 20, 30 minutes? Hopefully not 30, but you know what I'm saying? Like, but you do that daily. You put hot water with hot steam against plastic for 15, 20, 30 minutes a day. And it's like those type of things. Now, not only is it in your fresh open pores, you're also breathing all of that in. So I think those are just ones you're like, oh my gosh, what do I do? And you're like, first and foremost, let's look. I do want to touch base on one more thing. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter. The other thing that I kind of wanted to touch base on that I thought was sad and very interesting recently is that heavy metals. You know, when you think about heavy metals and like what that looks like, let me pull this up real quick. There was heavy metal accumulation, specifically arsenic. And we think, yes, we always knew for a long time that rice, like infant cereal, hot cereal, ready to eat poured cereal, that's rice based. So think, not just like Chex, the rice mix one. But for example, what is it? Fruity Pebbles is just crushed rice. That's all it is. Dyed, flavored, sugar, rice. That's all it is. Literally rice. But recently from like a candy perspective, so Florida Department of Health examined 46 popular candy brands for arsenic levels under the first Healthy Florida First Initiative. And they looked at the amount of arsenic that is in here, right? Like arsenic, crazy arsenic. Some of the highest, I'll just run through. Black Forest, those gummy bears. This is, let me see if I can get parts per billion. So parts per billion should be very low. But this Black Forest gummy bears for 16 pieces had 370 parts per billion. Laffy Taffy banana, 480. Grape Nerds, 360. Nerds strawberry, 450. Again, parts per billion of arsenic. Nerd gummy cluster, 500. One of the highest. Another highest, Jolly Rancher hard candy sour apple. Well, if I ate them as a kid, I would know that that is the worst flavor ever anyway. But still, Jolly Ranchers. So Jolly Ranchers, that's in six pieces for Jolly Ranchers. Four Twizzler strawberries, 500. Again, Twizzler's watermelon, I didn't even know that existed. 18 pieces, 510. Sour Patch Kids, $4.70. What else? Tootsie Roll, Chew Lime, gross, $5.70. Regular Tootsie Roll, not as gross, but still, for 8 pieces, it's 380 parts. Oh, that's terrible. It's just terrible. And like, granted, you can, again, you can just go on and look. I'll post it to, I can always post it to like our Facebook page too, but Healthy Florida's First Initiative looked at and found like huge heavy metals. And you're like, okay, so you're getting it from plastics. You're getting it from heavy metals. You're getting it from lack of nutrition. We're getting it from lack of exercise. Our nervous system is being bantered in every single possible direction, you know? So it's just one where it's like, what can you do, right? And we're going to choose some of the easier ones to begin with. So let's talk about some easy, actionable steps that you can make today. Number one is you're going to stop microwaving your plastic. So if you store stuff in plastic and you microwave your food, stop. Put it on a plate. Put it at like, and again, I just think that you could probably put some glass containers in the oven and do it that way. Yes, it does take a little bit more, but in my mind, it's I do have to invest more time. I have to plan for more time to cook everything. But the time in which I save not necessarily getting a cancer diagnosis or early death, to me, is very worth it. Number two, you're going to switch your food to glass storage containers. This is one more than ever that is the easiest from the sheer standpoint that there are tons. Pyrex now has, you can get sets. A lot of the big box stores, I'm not positive about Sam's Club, but I know like Costco, you can get a big old set of them. If you are an adult, there are people around you who love and care about you and want to get you something for Christmas or your birthday. And you as an adult think, I don't even know what that would be. But that this year is going to be glass storage containers. You're welcome. You are going to avoid fragrance. And like, yes, not just unscented, fragrance free. You are going to not touch or wash your hands following touching receipts. Because again, thermal paper will transfer BPA to the skin. Now, if you can say, hey, moving forward, I can't do this, but what do I do now since I've been doing this for the last several years? This is one where you are going to start having, because most of a lot of detox from this specific stuff is processed through the liver. So we are going to make sure that you are processing things well through the liver. Now, you're going to get adequate protein. One, because this helps with glutathione production, glutathione increases. I could tell you one of the best ways to naturally raise glutathione could be with coffee enemas, but that is not as well received as I would hope, but I guess expect. And the other one too is you can always go at Prime IV, Hydration and Wellness now. We not only have NAD injections intramuscularly, so you can just get a quick shot, or we actually have NAD peptide strips. And so those are options if you want to look at increasing that aspect. Cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, all the like ones that might make your toots stink. That is one that they're high in sulfur, helps with detoxification, hence the toots. Fiber. And now you're like, can I take the scoops of fiber? No, you are going to get fiber through fruits and vegetables in the form in which God made them, whole. because that's what's going to help with regular bowel movements, and detoxification cannot happen if you're not having regular bowel movements. And the other one too is sweat. There is some evidence that actually supports that BPA can be detected in sweat, which means your body's getting rid of it. And if you know anything about natural aspects of cancer, inevitably part of that detoxification is sweating. So you don't need to panic, right? Inevitably, you just need to reduce the daily load. And we're flooding the system with extra. So what we're going to do is start making that. The other thing you're going to do is you're going to call Greenwood Family Chiropractic today. You have likely been putting it off for too long, and I understand that there's never a good time. But now is your time. And you might think, but goodness, I don't have anything wrong. Well, oddly enough, I have a dentist appointment this week. Why? Because I have a toothache? No, because that's not what we do for true preventative care. There's a certain point where you have to evaluate good. If you don't feel anything wrong, let's actually look to ensure, because if you do have something, if you are asymptomatic, you're not feeling any of that, it's likely very easy and very correctable. When people feel like they should come in is when they're crying, they're crawling, they can't move, they can't function. They've been taking Tylenol now for the last, you know, 2 or 3 months, and now it's not touching it, and you're concerned about your liver, and you're like, so am I, as your doctor. So this is when you're going to come, you're going to get on your phone, get online, call in, schedule an appointment. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com, GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com, or you're going to give us a call or text, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.